Blog Talk Radio. And that was Down with the Sickness by Disturbed, one of their best songs. And they certainly have a lot of great songs. But it is good evening, everybody. And welcome to Hardheads, the Hardheads Network. It is Pushing Buttons Live here on a Tuesday evening into Monday morning, an abbreviated post-rap show of the American League Division Series, the ALDS. It's all wrapped up now. The Boston Red Sox move on to the ALCS by defeating the New York Yankees, hanging on to win in game four, 4-3 at the stadium. A very, very tough loss for the Yankees and a very tough loss for Yankee fans to accept. You know, it's one thing to get just beat the crap out of like they were yesterday, and that was embarrassing and it was humiliating and everything else. It's quite another thing to, you know, basically let the Red Sox off the hook with very lousy at-bats and just a lousy approach for way too long. And then they finally start to mount a little bit of something, and they just couldn't manufacture enough runs. They couldn't do it. They fell behind 4-0. Sabathia pitched okay in the first two innings. He did load the pace in the first inning, and Gardner made a great play defensively to rob Kinsler of an extra base hit that might have cleared the bases, showing his range. I mean, unfortunately, Gardner would have another line drive by the same batter in that third inning, and it didn't go as good. If this was it for CC Sabathia, I'm sure it's not the way he envisioned going out for him, because it could be the final time that he takes the mound, pitched for the New York Yankees. I want to thank CC Sabathia for all he did for the New York Yankees. They wouldn't have won their 27th World Championship without CC. They wouldn't have been in all these postseasons without him. And he's a tough. He's always going to be a tough pitcher. He's a Hall of Famer or a future Hall of Famer, I should say. And maybe it didn't end the way he wanted it to, the third inning. The Red Sox, you know, they put together good at-bats, and I think that was the difference in the series, that the Red Sox were just better. They didn't just rely on the long ball. They were able to manufacture runs. They can single you to death. They can take pitches and walk, and they're just better at that kind of game. And I think that's one of the biggest differences between these two teams, along with the fact that the Red Sox were willing to take those extra bases. They have the speed. They're willing to steal bases. You even saw that jackass. I hate him, Alex Cora. I think he's a snake. I don't like him at all, but he put on a hit and run yesterday, and Mookie Betts went to third base. The Yankees don't do any hitting and running. They don't do that. They don't steal enough bases. They're not aggressive enough. I think they need to change their approach. I think this was a kick in the gut, losing the way they lost this series, especially after the Gary Sanchez performance in Game 2, winning at Fenway the way they won, 6-2, Judge and Sanchez going yard. And everybody thought, you know, come back to the stadium and everything would be fine. And I understand how these series work. Maybe that's what it is. I just do. And I understand that anything could happen. And I thought it would be a 5-game series. I did. I thought they would be able to come back and find a way to win tonight and get it to a 5th game. And who knows what could have happened. But it wasn't to be. It just seemed like every button that Alex Cora pushed worked. He put in Christian Vasquez in Game 3, he delivered a big hit, and he also delivered a home run tonight that turned out to be the series-clinching run, a solo home run, lefty versus lefty against Zach Britton. Who would have thunk it? You can never predict what's going to happen in these series. You can't predict it. Who's going to come up with the big hits? Who's going to come up with the big at-bats? Who's going to come up with the defensive plays? Who could have predicted that Brock Holt, who's a valuable utility guy, a guy that actually was an all-star once, now just basically play second base. He could play outfield. And he was put into the lineup yesterday against Severino and winds up making history, whole season history, that is, with the first ever cycle and that 16-1, just humiliation. And or the defensive play that he made when it was still close, the dive to get the lead runner there when it was a close game before it just got out of hand. You can't predict these things. Mookie Betts didn't have a good series and was on base. He was on base in Game 3 and had a couple of hits in Game 3, but he didn't really do much of anything. J.D. Martinez hit a home run, and he hit 357, but he didn't do a lot of – he didn't do, you know, that much damage. Yeah, it was the other guys, too. I mean, it wasn't just J.D. Martinez. It was Bogarts. It was Benintendi. Benintendi is a really good hitter, and he's a really good player, too. And then you have guys like Vasquez and coming through and Brock Holt. And for all the talk about the Red Sox bullpen, and, yeah, they struggled just to cling on to win Game 1 after they're up 5-0. They were able to get the job done, and they held on for that 5-4 win with Giancarlo Stanton holding the bat on his shoulder after Judge hit the opposite field home run and Kimbrough eventually closing that one out. And if that wasn't symbolic of the kind of series that Giancarlo Stanton had, I don't know what is. He was lousy. He was terrible. I can't even remember. All I know is Giancarlo in these games was disappointing. He had that one home run against the Oakland Athletics when the game was basically over. A mammoth shot, a moonshot, into left field, like almost like second. I think it was second deck, or it might have been upper tank. That was over the foul pole. But I feel like their approach just wasn't good enough. Miguel Andujar did not even get it at bat tonight. I think that's inexcusable. I mean, if you're going to pinch hit for Gardner, you could at least put Andujar up instead of McCutchen. I thought that was ridiculous. And it's not like McCutchen was tearing the cover off the ball. I would rather have Andujar up in that spot in the eighth inning. That made no sense. Or whenever they pinch hit him, it just didn't make a lot of sense. And I know McCutchen was a good acquisition, and he played well, and he was a good leadoff guy. Hicks came back tonight, and he had a couple. He had that one at bat. That was a huge at bat. And I just think the luck just wasn't on their side either. Not just that the Red Sox were better. The Yankees had some bad luck in the series. Gregorius hit a foul home run, three-run foul home run with two runners on base. Tonight it was Aaron Hicks hitting a long line drive foul that was maybe 10 feet foul by the right field pole, and eventually he worked the count 3-2 and eventually popped up in that sixth inning. And it was that kind of night. It was that kind of frustration. There's a lot of frustration, you know, when you lose right now. I'm really pissed off right now. I can't stand losing to Boston. I can't stand that team. I can't stand what they're about with their celebrations and their over-the-top yo-yo stuff. I mean, I just think that's garbage. But I hate their manager. They're a great team, and they're moving on. They were the better team. They won 108 games for a reason. And let this be a lesson to the New York Yankees that they're not yet there, and it is disappointing. Did I expect them to win this series? I thought they had a real good chance to, but they're just not there yet. Judge was really good in this series. I know he didn't get a hit tonight, but he did lead off that ninth inning where things got pretty hairy the ninth inning. Kimbrough, obviously, a little nervous and didn't really have his A-plus stuff. Walk Judge on four pitches, and Judge also with a couple of with the home runs that he hit in the series. And then Didi finding a way to hit a tough Kimbrough low pitch, find a hole between second and first and second, nobody out. And then here comes Giancarlo Stanton, and he sucked. He just didn't get it done. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I mean, that was a lousy at bat. A lot of lousy at bats for him. A lot of lousy at bats. So, I mean, and that was a terrible at bat by him. Kimbrel did what he wanted to do there. He wasn't going to give Stanton any fastballs. You know, at least he wasn't going to really. He was going to try to work off his breaking stuff. Stanton just chasing the breaking stuff. That was a lousy at bat. Voit, Luke Voit. Luke Voit is a folk hero, and Luke Voit showed a lot of discipline there, taking some tough pitches and throwing a walk. And Neil Walker, and then that load up the base, and the crowd was unbelievable. Neil Walker gets hit by a pitch, and also you're thinking, well, can it happen? Can it be? And Gary Sanchez had that was a battle right there. That was a battle, and he did a great job coming from 0-2 to 3-2, fouling off some pitches, and he just missed. It was a really good at bat. Gary Sanchez showed me a lot in the series. And then it came down to Glaber, and God, that was really tough. It's really tough to lose where you feel like he's going to beat it out. Nunez made a great throw, and I knew he was out. I could tell live that he was out, even though it did go to replay. I turned it off by that point. I don't want to watch the celebration. I don't want to watch these assholes celebrate on our field. I'm sick of them celebrating on our field. I'm sick of losing to them. I'm sick of it. Sick. That's four straight games that they've lost in the Bronx since that 2004 debacle that started in Game 6. It's just a disgrace. Well, they've been outscored 34-9. That's disgusting. I don't know. I don't like the Astros either, but I hope they kill them. I hope they pulverize them, and I hope the Dodgers or the Brewers just beat whoever they face. That's it. All right. It is 424-675-8226. I'm pushing buttons live here at 12:27 a.m. here. But over in the West Coast in Vegas, it's 9:27 p.m. in a much more friendlier zone. And speaking of that, we have the one and only JPG John Gene Oreo for this post-rap or post-crap, as you might want to say. Hello, John.
Hello, Derek.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just dandy, man. I'm dandy right now with our
dandy approach.
You know, I really think the Yankees should have just subbed Andy Pettitte and Mariano Rivera. Maybe they should have had a Betances start this game. They could have had Chad Green start tonight. Maybe they would have had a better chance. I don't know.
An opener.
You know what? I'll tell you, Betances. You know what's sad? Betances is our best pitcher with Chapman probably right behind him. See, that's the problem. Those can't be your best pitch. Your relievers cannot be your best pitchers. They just can't.
It worked for the Royals.
It did. I don't even know what to say to that. Are you kidding me right now? Are you trying to tease me? Are you trying to rub salt in the wound? What are you trying to do here?
You're the one that propped up the Royals for all these years, man. I'm not.
The Royals actually, well, you know what? They at least had starters that could get it. They get it to the get through the fifth inning, hand it to their relievers.
I mean, CC is done. Like, what else can you say?
Yeah, I know. That's the end of an era. So is Brett Gardner. Look, I know he didn't make the catch on that line drive by Kenzel, but that was hit really hard. And Gardner's made a lot of great catches over the years. And I saw somebody.
Yeah, you can't question his defense.
I saw somebody that I follow on Twitter that I talk to a lot about the Yankees, and he ripped him. He ripped him for missing the ball. And I'm like, and he said, "Oh, Sabathia got the fly out." And I was just like, "Are you kidding me?" It was hit really hard. I mean. And Gardner saved them in the first inning. Otherwise, it would have been like a bases clearing double. The game would have been over right there. Look, it happens. He mistimed his leap. I didn't feel like he was going to catch that ball. I was hoping. I knew that was going to be a real tough play. And, yeah, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, You know, I sat close to the TV for the first 8 innings or whatever, 7 innings. Then I changed. I decided to sit on the couch. And I just sat there. I laid down on the couch, and I laid in this one position during that whole bottom of the night with my hand on my phone close to my heart as if to say, please, please, you know, let's not lose like this, you know? It was like I had a lot of nerves, and it wasn't the kind of nerves that I used to have, but it was just like, oh man, please, you know, don't strike out. I mean, I knew Stanton was going to strike out. That was pretty predictable.
Oh, stop it, Derek.
I thought Voit problems with Kimbrel, but Kimbrel, he did a nice job there on that. That was a 5-pitch at bat, drawing that walk, and you don't expect him to hit Neil Walker like that. And at that point, you're thinking, oh my God, you know, there's a chance here. You know, there's a chance. There's a real chance. And, wow. Look, they had the right guy at the plate. The guy who put those great swings together in game two. Gary Sanchez had one of the best swings against Porcello in the game. So, because they turned Porcello into Cy Young. Well, he did win one Cy Young, but come on. And I was just thinking to myself, this is the guy that you want at the plate. And I'm just hoping, and when he got ahead 0-2, I'm just thinking, oh man, I don't want to see him strike out, but at the same time, I don't want to see him ground up to double play. I want him. All right. I'm just like, stay with it. Come on, stay with it, Gary. Stay with it. And he did a great job there to get it to a full count. Look, you can't ask for better than that. And, you know, Kimbrel made a good pitch, and Gary hit it. Gary did a good job hitting it. But you could tell it was staying in the ballpark. And at that point, it's just like, oh, man. If only, and I'm not saying it would have helped, if only the runner had tagged at second and tried to take third there. I know, you can't make the left out of third. And look, they did have Torres up there. And I'm glad that he didn't strike out there. It's a real tough situation there. He fell behind. And he got his bat on the ball. And he had an infield hit earlier in the game. I thought he was going to beat it out. But I wasn't like getting too excited as the play was developing. It was more like a hope. And as soon as I saw Nunez make the throw and I was watching the throw, I was like, oh God, I could just tell that it was nipping him. Yeah. It's just, and this whole replay thing sucks, but yeah, you got to challenge that because it was that close. We had one like that.
It
with
was
Didi.
Close.
We had one like that with Didi, what was it, yesterday, before they blew the doors open on us, where they ruled Didi safe, and you watched the replay, and you knew he was out. And it just seemed like luck was not on their side. And I think the Red Sox are a better team. I think they showed it.
They are.
Despite the fact that David Price is just terrible in the postseason, and I hope that he gets destroyed. Although I wouldn't pitch him. I wouldn't pitch him against the Astros. All those right-handed hitters, would you pitch him?
It's going to be tough.
I wouldn't pitch him against Altuve, against Bregman, against Gurriel. I'm not against Correa. I'm not pitching him. I would use him out of the bullpen. That's what I would do. I thought it was a good call there by that annoying manager, that cock. He did a good job, though, I have to admit. I mean, he made all the right moves, giving Chris Sale the eighth inning. That was a good move. And Sale.
Why was that a good move?
Why was it a good move? Because Sale pitched a 1-2-3 inning, and he used his off. Sale knows how to pitch. He used his off speed stuff. He worked off that, and he pitched a 1-2-3 inning, and it was just a smart move there. He didn't use a lot of pitches, and he'll be ready for game one. Probably won't be until Monday anyway. So. I mean, it was just, he only threw 13 pitches and 8 strikes, and it was just a good move. And obviously, when Kimbrel comes in, yeah, you don't expect, you know, Kimbrel to be so off. But when Judge took the first two pitches, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, there's a chance here, you know? But it wasn't really a chance until they got the runners on base. And I was disappointed for Andujar that he didn't get in at bat in this game. I know that you've criticized him, but Andujar has to hit for Brett Gardner over for Andrew McCutchen in that spot. I did not understand that at all. I mean, in the eighth inning there, let Andujar have the at-bat there. I mean, really.
I think saying that I criticized him is a little bit of a stretch. I said that he wasn't as good as Manny Machado.
Well, look, how many players are as good as Emmanuel Machado? I mean, how many?
Well,
how many
you
are?
Were saying that they shouldn't get him because of Andujar, which was ridiculous.
He wants to play shortstop anyway, and we got Didi there. So, I mean, and we could look. I want to see. Well, I like what we got with Andujar. I'm not. I don't want to start changing that part. I like the fact that we got a nice young ball player who took the position. He didn't even start on the roster, and he had a great year. And so did Gleyber. You know, they both had terrific years. I'm disappointed in Stanton. I just think thought his approach just wasn't that good. I mean, maybe he'll learn from it. It was his first postseason. It's disappointing, but he's not the only reason. It's not the only reason they lost. Severino, you know, did not have it yesterday. He had a bad outing, terrible outing. Aaron Boone did not have a good series, and he stayed with Sabathia too long. You can't let them get two more runs. And you could see that they were putting good swings together. And that drives me nuts. I mean, it's all hands on deck when you're in an elimination game. You can't give Boston an extra two runs. I just thought he waited too long there. Put Robertson in. You have Robertson warm it up. And then he just has Robertson sit down. And then he brings Zach Britton in the game. And first pitch Britton throws. Watch out in the first row. You can't make it up against Vasquez. The unsung hero for the Red Sox, a guy that didn't even start the first two games. I mean, crap. You just can't make it up, JPG. It's tough. It's tough to take, man. It is. It sucks. I don't know what else to say.
It does, but life goes on.
Yeah. Why'd it have to be that damn team? You know, it had to be that fucking team. And, of course, Steve Pearce, the immortal Steve Pearce, who did nothing while he was a Yankee. He did nothing when he was a Yankee. But whenever he plays the Yankees, it doesn't matter what AL East team he's on, whether it's the Rays, whether it's the Orioles, whether it's the Blue Jays, he always kills them. You know, he had a three-home-run game this year against the Yankees at Fenway.
I did
and
not.
Of course, yes, he did. He had three home runs against the Yankees in a game at Fenway where they got the doors blown off. Yes, that's Steve Pearce. Two more hits tonight for Steve Pearce. And it just doesn't matter. Steve Pearce turns into an all-star when he plays the Yankees.
Superman.
Yeah, Superman, basically. Batman, Superman, whatever you want to call it. Spider-Man, He-Man, who cares? Voltron.
He-Man and Voltron.
I can't take it anymore, man. I mean, really. I mean,
this is why you're a legend, huh?
I mean, God forbid, man. I mean, look, I mean, it'd be different if Marcus Betts had hit like if Marcus Betts hit 370 and hit three home runs. All right, you know, I'll be like, oh look, all right, we got beat by Betts and we got beat by JD Martinez. No, you're gonna get beat by Steve by the combo of Steve Pearce and Christian Vasquez and Ian Kinsler, who's more washed up than Madonna is. Okay. You're going to get beat by Eduardo Nunez, who can't field for shit, and he's going to make every play on the book to beat you, a former Yankee farmhand that I covered. Eduardo Nunez played on the same team as Brett Gardner in 2005, JPG, when the Staten Island Yankees won the New York Penn League. Yeah.
Oh,
he played second base. Yeah. So, yeah. That. Oh, God. Oh, God is right. You know, J.D. Martinez is only going to hit one home run. If you told me that, I would have felt pretty good. Marcus, Mookie, whatever your name is, he's only going to hit 188. He's going to get struck out. He's going to get struck out badly by David Robertson, tied him up on a defensive swing. He looked awful on it. And he's continued to struggle in October. But, nope, the Benintendi, who always kills Yankee pitching at Yankee Stadium, is going to have a bases-clearing double because he always kills the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. It should be Yankee. He'd be perfect hitter for Yankee Stadium. And Christian Vasquez.
I don't know about that.
Mind up.
Continue.
No, he's just really good at Yankee Stadium. I don't know what the hell's career average is, but I bet it's really good. He kills them. And Christian Vasquez a guy who wasn't even starting ahead of Sandy Leon is going to come off the bench. He's going to have an art big hit in the game, in the blowout game, which turns into a 16-1. And then he's going to hit a home run against the lefty, a lefty that we rented from the Orioles, Britton, who actually did settle down after that, to his credit, and then didn't allow another run after that. And it's going to wind up being a series clincher. It's just disgusting. I don't know. It's disgusting. It's a disgrace.
Well, son, I mean, your team needs to get more talent.
All right. Here are the batting averages. Those were the batting averages. Aaron Hicks hit 200. But this was his – he just came back from injury. And if that home run swing had stayed there, they probably would have come back and won the game because that was close to being a home run. But it didn't. Aaron Judge finished with a 375 average and three home runs. And he had to walk. He didn't get a hit tonight. They pitched him good. BD had two hits tonight. And he had that hit. He only had 214 in the series. Played good short. Luke Lewis Voigt, 231. But he got himself on base. Neil Walker got a start tonight and was one out of three with a hard hit. The only hard hit against Porcello. And a hit-by-pitch RBI. Gary Sanchez hit 200. But wound up with what? I think two home runs and five RBIs. So he was good. Gleyber hit over 300 in the series, 308. Field hit. Yeah, he did okay for himself. And Brett Gardner did not get a hit in the at-bat that he had. McCutchen hit 133. And Andujar, I guess, hit like one something. Did he even hit one or something? I don't know what he hit. It sucks that it's over. I mean, I thought that they would win tonight. I thought they would find a way to win. You know what Porcello did well?
What did Porcello do well? I didn't.
He has really good control. JPG has pinpoint control. And all he did was he just pounded the strikes almost with strikes. He kept the ball low, and he pitched the Yankees really good. And, as, you know, after he got through the second inning, the first two innings, I was just like, oh, this is going to be really tough. And the Red Sox had already put a couple of good swings on CC by that point. And when I went to the third inning, you know, that was the turning point. Barnes had a good 1-2-3 inning. And Brazier, who's an asshole, had a 1-2-3. And then Sale. Didn't matter that Kimbrel didn't have it. They had enough of a lead. They had enough of a lead. And the Yankees need to be down. They need to be at least two runs down to have a shot in that ninth inning. They needed to chip away at it, and they just didn't do it because they're not good at manufacturing. What do the Red Sox do? They can manufacture runs. They can single you to death. They actually hit it and run. They stole bases. They took extra bases. These are things the Yankees need to improve on, JPG, for next year. So I think they need to change a little bit of the philosophy. I don't know if they'll do
it. Maybe they need better players, son.
I think we have pretty good players. I don't feel like we have bad players. I mean,
didn't you win as many games as the Red Sox in the regular season?
Because the Yankees lost to teams like the Baltimore Orioles about six or seven times, and then the Tampa Rays beat them, I think, in the head-to-head matchup. Tampa was a good team, though. It proved to be a good team. The Yankees did not beat up on the Cupcakes. The Red Sox are a better team. They have a higher payroll. They had more depth in this series. And their starting staff was much better. I mean, it really was. I mean, so.
So what's the plan for matching them next year?
I don't know. I don't know. Is Bob Gardner going to be available? Maybe they would they consider doing that? Is it worth doing it? The first thing I would do is tell Justice Sheffield, you're our fifth starter next year. I don't know why he wasn't even on the roster. I would have put him on the roster. Why not? But no, can't put Justice Sheffield on the roster. Roar. Doesn't
I'm pretty
make
sure
sense.
They didn't lose because of Justice Sheffield.
I know. I'm just joshing. Jordan Montgomery should be back at some point next year. Of course, he had to have the surgery. That sucks. It'll be nice to have him back at some point next year because they definitely miss him. So if you add both Justice Sheffield and you add Montgomery by July, hey, that's an improvement on the pitching staff. I would have Severino work on his stamina. I don't know, do some running, work on your stamina, even strengthen your arm even more. That way you're not running out of the gas in the second half the way he did. He's 24. You're 24 years old. You know, you gotta. I think it was a lot of pressure. It was a lot of pressure for him to be the ace of the staff. And I think that's what we saw this year. He took a step back. He had a great first half, but ultimately he took a step back. He was better last year's postseason after the Twins debacle, where he put up, where he went up six innings a couple of times and pitched better. So you're going to have Tanaka, obviously. Tanaka is a solid pitcher, man. He was their best pitcher. He's their best pitcher for October because he knows how to pitch. He's a little older. He's a veteran. He knows how to work. He knows how to pitch. I feel like maybe you need somebody like that to work with a Severino. Have him learn how to pitch. So you're not always going to have your A-plus stuff.
True.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, in case you're wondering, Masahiro Tanaka is signed through 2020. He's been a Yankee for that long already. So he can be a free agent in 2021. So just a little bit of a, and you know, I know he finished the year. He didn't finish that great this year, and he will give up home runs, but 3.75 ERA, 12 wins in the 27 starts. He missed about a month with the DL. He had the one complete game shutout. He's a strikeout per inning pitcher, 159 strikeouts in 156 innings. He's just a solid pitcher. If they had one guy, that they knew they could hand the ball to, right? Then that would take some pressure off Severino. Maybe you could have him be either the second or third starter. And you could have a 1-2-3 with him and Tanaka, and then and then your background rotation would be better and more solidified. So these are things that I have to look at if I'm the New York Yankees. So that's how I have to approach it. Do you have any suggestions?
No, sounds like a reasonable path to me.
There aren't going to be too many free agents out there. I know that.
Well, we know you hate free agents, so I'm not even going
to. Yeah, but if there was a good, yeah, but when it comes to pitchers, there really aren't that many big name guys out there anymore. You know, they're all getting locked up. They're getting locked up.
No, there are plenty of guys available.
All right, who's available that the Yankees could maybe go after? Do you know?
I'll look it up right now.
Doing that, this could be the segment where, this could be the Twitter segment, where Derek Felix goes through Twitter and looks at Yankee fans' tweets on what was a very tough night to be a Yankee fan. I would like to congratulate all the Mets fans. I know this was your World Series. I know how much it meant to you. So I want to congratulate all the Mets fans out there who cheered for the Boston Red Sox, a team that you beat in 1986. I don't know how you could cheer for the Red Sox unless you're Ed Coleman. But congratulations to all the Metropolitan fans. May your team be miserable again next year, and may you continue to chant Yankees suck, because that's the only thing you're good for, just like the idiots at Fenway Park. So,
all right, son. Dallas Keuchel is a free agent.
Dallas Keuchel is a free agent, huh? How old is Dallas Keuchel? He's got to be about 31, 32.
31? Adam Wainwright, James Shields.
Well, I would eliminate Adam Wainwright and James Shields. I don't think that, well, obviously Shields is too old. Adam Wainwright has got a lot of damage to him at this point.
Gio Gonzalez.
Gio's a nice lefty, but he's more of like a, he's like a back end of the rotation guy. He could be like a
Patrick
third starter.
Corbin, Garrett Richards.
Corbin is available? That would be the choice. If the Diamondbacks don't sign him, that would definitely be the guy I'd go after.
Well, I mean, as you know, the best players available are position players like Manny Machado and Bryce Harper.
Well,
and Daniel Murphy,
right,
who's a free agent. He'd be a good
Daniel
fit on the
Murphy.
Yankees.
Where would he play?
According to
Where's
you,
he
he's an MVP who can play anywhere. So,
I think the injuries basically have killed his career. I don't know. I don't, like, I could see him still being like a, maybe like a serviceable guy who plays second and first. He's probably going to shift to first and maybe hit 275 and hit about 15, 16 home runs. Like, and hit seven and maybe knock in about 70 runs. I could see, yeah, like he used to do with the Mets. That's what I see for Daniel.
You said
Murphy.
He'd be great next year.
That's not bad. I mean,
he's bad.
Hey, we've got, we have Glaber. We have Didi. We have to re-sign. We have to sign long-term, I think. I think definitely should do that. And we've got Andujar, who could be a third baseman or could be shifted. And first base right now would be Luke Voit. If he can continue to – if he could prove that he looks like a guy that can – he still has to prove himself, you know. He was excellent for them. Is it by
I don't know, son, when you have a chance to sign Daniel Murphy. I don't know if you can let Luke Voit stand in the way.
How about this? They trade Greg Bird. They sign Daniel Murphy to be like a platoon first baseman. He could be the lefty bat. And he could play a little second. What do you think?
I think you're going to be the greatest team of all time, given what you've told me about Daniel Murphy.
Oh, will you shut up already? You're so annoying. God, man.
What do you think I've been doing with the last 4 years?
You're such an annoying person.
Daniel
like,
Murphy
you
sucks,
that.
Okay? Like, he sucks.
Daniel
Let's
Murphy does
honest.
Not suck.
He sucks.
You know who sucks?
Daniel
you
Murphy.
You suck, okay?
Daniel Murphy
suck
sucks.
You suck.
Daniel Murphy sucks.
You know what? Shut up already. Rick Rona
Daniel Murphy?
Sucked. Rick Rona. Rick Wilkins sucked.
Daniel Murphy sucked?
Will you shut up? You're such a maniac. I would also like to thank the fearless, emotional leaders of Team Benedict, led by Brian, David, Diva, Sanhorn, and retirement Rald Davis for not calling into the show. Good job. Nate said he wants to call in, but I guess he's not calling. I'd also like to thank Eugene for not participating in the chat, even though I invited his host. He's been silent. I actually inserted him to the chat because I was bored. Are you going to make a prediction for the championship series? JPG? Do you have a prediction?
Astros over the Red Sox, Dodgers over the Brewers.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go Astros 5. No, actually, I'll go six. I think that. I don't think it'd probably be a six-game series, even though I'm not going to watch. Or if I watch, I'll be drunk. I'll watch. If I actually. Yeah, I'll watch. For some reason, I'll get sucked in. You're right. I can't stay away from it.
Every time you think you're out, they pull you right back in, son.
Could those TBS announcers openly root for the Red Sox any more than they did? Oh, God.
I can't confirm.
I wish I could have thrown a hardball through the screen. That play-by-play announcer is just awful. God, I really miss Ernie Johnson. It's too bad he's recovering right now. That sucks. Oh, man. Could they be everything's Red Sox. The home field in the Brewers-Dodgers series. The Brewers have the home field, don't they? They do. Yeah. You know, I think the Brewers have a chance to win this series. I'm picking the Dodgers to win, but it could go seven games, JPG. It could go seven. Okay. So. The Yankees should also know better than to roll out Bucky Dent to throw out the first pitch.
I thought that was a good touch. I liked it.
I guess. I mean, Bucky Dent was the manager of the Yankees in 1990 for about 30 games. Oh, God. They also had Reggie throw out the first pitch. Oh, that's right. Reggie Jackson says a lot of controversial things. I guess I'm rooting for the Brewers. I don't know. I've never seen the Brewers win anything. I think it'd be nice to see them actually win. But they're the underdogs. They are the underdogs. You know, when I see Yankee fans say that this is the worst season since whenever, like, is it really? Why is it the worst season? They lost to a team that was better than them. That's how I see it. Yeah.
I mean, the Red Sox were better than them. They won more games.
Is it a disaster that they lost to them?
Well, I mean, if it's a disaster when you lose to a team that's better than you, there's going to be a lot of disasters, you know? The Yankees weren't the better team in this series. Like, that's just how it is. The question to me is, do they improve for next year or do they not? Like, I think it's clear, like, they need to get better if they want to win.
Last year's team had more heart.
I don't even think it's that. I think, like, the Red Sox, they won over 100 games. Like, are the Yankees serious about trying to compete with them and trying to win the division? And if they are, then it probably means making a couple significant upgrades. I know you won't like them, but that's probably what needs to happen.
I don't know what needs to happen anymore, man.
No, they need to get better. Like, they need to get better. Stanton will probably be a little bit better next year than he was this year. Besides that, like, where is the extra production going to come from? Glaber might be a little bit better. And then where else? Where else is the improvement going to come from?
Is next year the year that we see Frazier?
Seems like a lot. It seems to be betting a lot on that guy to, you know, make up the difference. Maybe he does. I don't know.
I mean, he had some bad luck. He had some bad luck, certainly. I'm out of ideas, JPG.
I mean, I think there are some obvious ideas. You just don't like them.
What, like giving Bryce Harper $45 million a year? To play where?
Signing Bryce Harper, yes, I think is one option.
Can you answer where he'd play? I mean,
yeah,
where are you putting him?
Left field.
Could he play left field?
Is there a difference between left field and right field?
He plays.
All right, then move Judge to left field.
No way. No. I'm not moving Judge.
Then, yeah, I think Bryce Harper will figure out how to play left field.
What are you doing? You're packaging a Fraser in a trade for a pitcher, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Fraser hasn't proven that he can hit major league pitching.
Boston wins. There it is, the John Sterling call. I wish somebody could just blow up Boston. No, I shouldn't say that. That's a little much.
A little harsh.
It's harsh. Especially what's happened in recent memory. It's just, I'm just upset. Yeah, I'm upset.
I understand.
I don't know. Something about these Red Sox just ticked me off. I finally found my hatred back for Boston.
Team.
Their fans I don't need to see like their players shimmying like a bunch of losers like their Steph Currys. That doesn't belong on a baseball field. Really, that doesn't belong. That's disgusting. I mean, come on already. Act like grown-ups. God, act like a grown man. Jesus Christ.
I agree, son.
God, I hope the Astros killed them. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I'd rather the Scuffers win. Anything's better than Boston.
I think the ideal would be Dodgers win their series in 4 games, Red Sox and the Astros go to 7.
And the Astros beat the Red Sox in excruciating fashion.
Yep.
That would be pretty cool. With Alex Bregman, the Jew, the great Jew slugger, hitting the game-winning home run in like the 12th inning.
So here's a question. Is he on the Jew-Jews?
I don't think he is. I don't know. How can I answer these questions? Nobody knows what anybody does, man. You know what I mean? Nobody knows. Nobody knows my pain. Do you know my pain?
No. Nobody does.
Yeah, neither do I. Neither do I. Alex Bregman was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Oh, I didn't know that. No kidding. A Jewish person from Albuquerque. Huh. There we go.
A Jewish, you know what?
Oh, you stop. You're such a... Oh, come on, man. I can't believe you went there.
You taught me that.
You know what? I don't know what to say. Look, I like rice and beans also. But what kind of beans do you like, though? Do you like the black beans, or are you more like a pinto bean? I like pinto beans. Those are pretty good.
I like black beans. Pinto beans are okay, but I think black beans
are
better.
I think it depends on the meal, you know, what you're cooking. What are you cooking? And, you know, what are you projecting yourself as? That's the whole thing. What are we projecting ourselves as?
You tell me.
He's got some Russian roots. His grandfather, Russian Jewish. Like us. Like us, probably. Russian Jewish. It's in our blood, baby.
That's right.
It's in our blood, baby.
Bregman?
I hope Bregman hits about 5 home runs. Like 4 of them are at Fenway. He's got
there
the swing
go.
For it. He's got the perfect swing. You know, they got a lot of good hitters in that team. They won't be swinging from their heels. Let's put it that way. They won't be swinging from their heels. That team is pretty tough. Oh, man. What a roller coaster ride it is, JPG.
It's a roller coaster.
You ever hear of Rollin' Rollster?
I haven't. What is it?
Roller Rollster is like a great roast beef place in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh my god, it's great. Roller Rollster. Or is it Rollin' Rollster? I can't remember now. Did you mean roller coaster? No, I did not mean roller coaster, you fuck. I'm sorry. I'm talking to Google. There's something wrong with me. I need to be evaluated.
That's okay.
I spelled it wrong. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's Rollin' Rollster. Yeah, okay. Thank you. They have, like, these famous roast beef sandwiches with gravy, baby. Don't you want it, baby? How do you lose two games at home to the Red Sox? Yeah, I was right, man.
Well,
as soon as I saw Madison Miller's tweets, I was like, oh, God. I was just like, oh, God. Does he have to say that? He said how great it would be for the Yankees to clinch in game four. And I was just like, oh, my God. I'm very confident. Not confident. Very confident that they'll win game three. They lost the game by 15 runs. 15 runs. Are you still? How confident are you? Oh, very confident.
I should have known right there.
I should have told you to bet. Take the Red Sox for everything. Look at Severino. You're gonna make a lot of money tonight. You're going to make a lot of money. I should have told you. Oh, my God. Pass the alcohol. God. How confident are you? How confident are you, Madison?
I'm very confident.
Very confident, baby. We're not just going to win. We're going to eat them for lunch. I have not had any alcohol or a pot tonight, so. But this is me, baby.
I find that hard to believe.
Of course you do. We're going to roll them. Rolling them. Oh, man. What do you think? Do you think Aaron Boone took the Red Sox in the last two games the way he managed?
Oh, shut up. You're such a negative Nancy.
I think he might have had them. Oh,
shut up.
I can't seem to decide, though. Did he have him? Did he take him? Don't you want him, baby? Aaron Boone. Oh, man. Well, at least Aaron Judge's legacy is safe. Here's what I don't understand. I know it's a pride thing. You trust CC. You want to have him pitch the third inning. But you had a guy warming up, and you let him pitch the two righties. And the first guy scorched a hit. I said, oh, we'll let him pitch to another righty. We'll let him pitch to another righty. Why not? Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm never going to tell you to bet Severino again for the Cy Young, so you're off the hook.
Thank you.
Next time, I'm just going to tell you to bet DeGrom. No, he's probably not going to repeat.
Oh, nope, I'm not going to do that.
Of course not. It goes against everything you stand for.
It does.
It does. I will never tell you to put Bryce Harper on MVP ballot again. After how
what about Severino?
I mean, if he rebounds, he'll probably be in the top five for the Cy Young next year. If he rebounds, he can
I don't know
respond.
About that.
How many pitchers are really better than him?
Oh, that's right. The Indians have a whole bunch of pitchers that are better. They just can't get it done when it counts. Isn't that right?
Is it right?
I would say it is. Wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, I think Zach Britton's leaving. It's pretty obvious. Going to wind up signing somewhere else. But I think David Robinson leaves also. I think he's not signed anymore. We still have Dellin Betances. We still have Chad Green. We still have our oldest Chapman. And I guess we have Jonathan Holder. I don't know. I'm just trying to think about what relievers are left. You know? Who's
yep.
left? Who's on
who's
first,
left?
JPG?
Who's next?
Who's on first, JPG?
I don't know. Who?
Are you on first?
I am.
You don't even know what who's on first is, do you?
I do know what it is.
Okay, well, thank God. I was beginning to think that you didn't. You know what we need? You know what we need to happen right now in overtime? We need JNF to call in.
Who is Liz Gonzalez?
So is that something that I leaked up there?
Yeah.
Angry Yankee fan, obviously.
Oh, God.
I'm sure the Starbucks is flowing in tomorrow for her. Would you like a little extra cream, Liz?
You're out of control.
I like my coffee. I like my coffee with cream.
I know.
How did they know? How did they know?
They just saw your ooze and they understood.
Did you know?
I did.
Are you a fan?
I am.
Good. Are you a fan of chaos?
I am.
Can you feel the anger in my voice and sarcasm?
I can.
Of course you can. Oh boy. What's going on by you? I hear like trucks moving around.
I live close to a busy street, so.
What do you live close to?
A busy street.
Like where though?
What do you mean?
Where? Huh?
What do you mean where?
I mean, like, you said you live close to something, a busy street. So what's going on? Can you describe what's going on right now?
I mean, I would assume that those trucks are going to the casino across the street from where I live, but I don't actually know for sure.
You always have trucks around there or no?
Always.
Always, baby? You have a JNF.
JNF,
who was your first pick in the basketball draft? Who? You got Durant? He fell to seven? That's a steal. JNF wound up with Kevin Durant with the seventh pick in his draft.
Wow.
Pretty good. Do you think there's six players that are better than Kevin Durant in fantasy basketball? Because I don't.
I don't know how fantasy basketball works.
Yay or nay?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It's fantasy basketball. Meaning you have scoring, you have rebounding, you have assists, three-pointers, dunks. Well, not dunks.
Durant has tended to miss like 20 games a year since he went to OKC.
Since
he went to Golden State, sorry. Yeah.
Why is it so – I just went outside. Why is it so humid out here?
Because you live in New York, son.
You know what? I need to get the hell out of here.
You do.
Like, this is hellacious, baby. Hellacious. You know, I miss SmackDown to watch the first, like, six or seven innings of that game.
You should have watched SmackDown.
I should have. I probably would have been happier. I guarantee it. I could have flipped back and forth. But Derek Felix didn't want to. Derek Felix felt like being an asshole.
Why?
I don't know, because I am one.
That is true.
Oh. I'm glad Brian David's very...
Jackass?
I'm sure Brian David's very happy about this development.
I don't think he is.
I know he isn't. I'm just fucking around. Brian David gets excited. He wants
Brian David is a good man.
Brian David loves disappointment.
No, he doesn't.
He basks in it. He basks
no,
in
he
the afterglow.
I don't agree.
David. Well, it's right now being a New York sports fan kind of sucks. But I am confident that the Knicks will actually be exciting this year. I am confident. Now, ask me why. I'm confident.
Why?
About it, baby. Because I feel it. I feel it in my bones. They're going to be better.
Oh, God.
They hired a good coach. That's why.
Yeah, well, according to you, coaching is all that matters.
Will you stop?
You're obsessed with coaches and managers, man.
I am.
Why?
Why not?
Well, I guess.
That's why. Man. Now we got to listen to all the Yankee fans tonight. All the geniuses. They weren't supposed to make the ALCS Game 7 last year. Yeah. Was supposed to happen.
True.
I think that may be a creative and unrealistic. I think everybody just expected them to be able to make the World Series. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way, man. I wish it did, but it doesn't. It doesn't, man.
True.
When does Precious Basketball start? Like another week, 10 days, what? How many preseason games could they have? How many preseason games do they need?
I don't know.
You don't know, son? Man, I thought you knew everything.
I don't.
You don't? I'm very disappointed, man. I am very disappointed in you. Yeah. I rely on you. You know that?
I count on you to come through. Deliver.
I know.
And you're not even delivering right now. How did we get stuck with the Red Sox and Astros? Oh, that's right. The Indians and the Yankees couldn't do anything. I've given up on the Indians. They're never going to win. They're just not good enough. You know? Not good enough.
Come on.
You come on. JPG.
You come on.
The deer are out.
Really?
They come out at night. Yeah, they come out at night.
I'm sure they do.
They haunt. They haunt that island. Haunt.
Haunted.
You know, now there's only Rangers hockey right now. Oh, man. I don't know when they're going to get their first win.
Tomorrow.
Their next game is Thursday. Against the Sharks girl.
Yeah.
The San Jose Sharks just scored 8 goals in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia's a lot better than the Rangers. On national TV, they killed the Flyers tonight. The Rangers will not be favored to win that game. Are they big trucks? Big trucks or little trucks?
Huge shark.
Huh?
Enormous shark.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So you could pretty much go to any place and gamble if you wanted to, almost.
Yeah, dude. You can go anytime you want. Gamble the night away.
Gamble your life away? What?
Yeah.
Want to go on a binge?
Let's do it.
No, I'm kidding, man. I was being facetious. It'd be like all those celebrities that have, like, that kill themselves by having, like, you know, whatever it's called.
Huh. That's right.
The alcohol with the drugs, the laced up drugs. They wind up dead. Death. Death is hip, JPG. Are you hip, though?
So hip.
What makes you different, a different kind of hip than me?
I don't know. I guess I'm just more higgledy-figgledy.
Yeah. Yeah. This show's about to die.
Yeah,
it's been dead for a while, man. Shall we do another show tomorrow? And destroy
ourselves? Let's do it. Yeah.
Maybe we could talk about NBA. Precious NBA.
Yeah, why don't we do a preview? We'll do a preview. Roar.
Yeah. You can make some picks.
We'll both
some
make
picks,
some
picks, Mayan. All right, well, thank you for calling in and for making it fun.
Yeah, it was fun, son.
And for helping me out. All right.
All right.
It was a good show, man.
Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, that's going to do it for the show. We'll see you all next time. Don't hang yourself if you're a Yankee fan. Don't drink and drive. Look, they lost, but it's not over. So
It's on to next year. You could wish the Red Sox all sorts of ill will because I hate them. All right. That's going to do it for John Gianorio. This is Derek Felix signing off on the Hard Hits Network. Please check out our other shows, our other podcasts. You can also listen to Chris Wassell's fantasy hockey shows as well at blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/hardhits21. And you can check out any one of our shows. Thanks to JPG for helping me with this. Obviously, very disappointing finish, but things will be okay. Things will be okay. The sun will come out tomorrow, and even though it feels like it won't, it will get better. That's the one thing I can only say. So take it easy, folks, as we finish up this show. Good night, everybody.